It's Sunday, the 11th of October, just after 11 a.m. Didn't get out of bed till 10 o'clock. And we went to bed just before 10 last night. And I've just had one of the best sleeps I've had for a long time. 12 hours in bed, in fact, so good a sleep that it was my wife getting out of bed at 10, just before 10, that woke me. I thought she was just getting up again, but it was that time. So I was so snug I could have just lay on. Consequence of that, of course, is I've got a slightly tender back, but that's normal. My back takes time to waken up in the morning anyway, so I've got to watch the first, maybe the first hour of every morning, just caring for it and make sure I don't do anything stupid. And after that, it's absolutely fine. I could lift bags of coal all day long after that. Anyway, apart from that, it was just great to have such a good sleep. That would be the last 12-hour sleep for many months, because yesterday was my wife's last charity car boot for the season. She hung up her boots and hung mine up beside hers in a closet, in a wardrobe, or as we would say normally, in a press. Yeah, when we had our houses back when we were youngish, our family's houses, and even when we got married, we didn't have wardrobes, we had presses. Each bedroom had a press, basically just a door into a small cupboard. We didn't develop into having wardrobes and cupboards until much later and influential in life. So it's a beautiful morning. It was even clearer skies at 10. I've kind of clouded over, but it's such a calm morning that it's not that type of cloud that signals rapid change or drastic change in weather. At least I hope it doesn't. There's a slight breeze now and again, but it's lovely. It's lovely. The leaves are falling. The leaves are falling rapidly now. It's like snow in the garden every time that breeze gets up. You might have heard me when I first stepped out this morning, walking along the path and back. Those leaves, well, most of those leaves are from my climbing ivy, the large trilobed leaves that are so colourful. I've said this before, but this morning, the colours are so fantastically rich and warm, and so much red and wine and yellow. It's like, well, those beds of hot coals that certain nations in the world walk over to prove they're forever. Well, that's what it looks like this morning. It looks like something so rich and warm you'd want to walk over it in bare feet, but without getting your soul singed. Beautiful, absolutely beautiful. And they're falling rapidly now. I reckon it will be naked within a week. I remember last year there was one leaf stuck on, just clinging on with its nails, wouldn't fall. Eventually did, but I think it took it about 5 or 6 days after everything else had gone. The last soldier. My ornamental grass that didn't favour so well this year because of the weather is mostly now dry, straw coloured. It's sort of a light bamboo, Of course it is kind of like bamboo anyway. Oh my. Someone stood in the dog. Yes, it's lovely stuff. Not the dog, but the grass. Dry. Completely dry. Put a match to that just now, it would probably go up. Yes. It's quite like actually palms, only a smaller version of those palms you get at Easter, well, in the Christian faith anyway. Where Jesus walked. Now that reminds me of a song. Or I should have said, I know a song about that. So, although it is a lovely day and we might have went a wee jaunt in the car, it will be a lazy day, I'm going to get the car washed and cleaned, put back in, into its normal state, if you like. Almost like washing away the season of hectic car boots, giving it an autumn clean, not a spring clean. I'll have a lazy day. And in a wee while, a very wee while, I will be sitting down to a nice plate of bacon, egg, beans and toast with my lovely wife. That hardy soul, she'll miss it. I'll miss it. I miss the friendships we'll make and have made. And she'll miss it more than me. She'll miss that drive to constantly do it, no matter what stands in her way. But there you go. She'll find other projects. Wish that could be so driven. Yes. So many things I'd love to do. But I'm not as driven as my wife. In fact, it's my wife that keeps me driven in normal life. Probably pretty much true, to be honest with you, most couples who have been together for many years. Yeah. Keep those buggers moving. Yes. Yeah, dear. So I'm feeling good this morning. I am feeling exceptionally good. Well rested. Nice morning to get up, come out here to, and looks like it's been a nice, going to be a nice calm day to sweep the leaves again, and yeah, it's just, in general, kind of have a laid back day. That's the plan anyway. Oh, I see that one of my small acer bushes that changes colour in the autumn has gone over completely. It's, when I say that, I mean it's still in leaf, but it's reached its peak of coloration. It's a beautiful flame yellow. Just as you would get in a fire, you get the mixture of colours in an open fire. It's a flame yellow. It's beautiful. And it's a, what would I call it? I was going to say filigree, that's not correct. It's a filamented leaf. I forget its proper name now. But it's very delicate, in other words. Or at least it looks delicate. And it's right in the middle of a clump of greens. Greens are the geraniums and ferns. And it's like someone had, it's a glow, it's a warm glow coming out of the green. Beautiful. Yes, oh my, I just feel so good this morning. almost afternoon.